The next one, which is the largest one, is the Beach Street and Storm Sewer System. Contractor notified us yesterday that all the castings, the precast structures are ordered. Castings for the street are ordered. They are E-type inlets, bicycle safe. They're about, I think it's 1 5/16 openings by 3.5. So they should screen out a good portion of any solids that will flow down the street. Without being ridiculously hard to maintain, Frank's guys will have to clean them out periodically, but they will help tremendously. So they are being ordered. I believe they're going to start on Union Avenue. Army Corps did want us to start on Vendome, but that has to be, there's a pole that has to be moved. So they'll go to Union first, then by that time the pole should be moved, they'll hop to Vendome Avenue, and then they'll work their way towards Ventnor. And from what I understand, I haven't seen it, but I was told that the big pipes are rolling into town.
Yes, they're out on the beach. I was there today.
Okay, so the Army Corps will be starting their pieces. And I, either myself or Bob Smith from my office, will be attending the weekly meetings just to coordinate between our project and their project. And that's pretty much all that's happening right now.
Thank you, Ed.
John? Mayor, just for discussion, briefly, I had a preliminary conversation with Chief Smallwood from the Beach Patrol, and with the oncoming season approaching us quickly, and we're well aware that there's going to be no construction on our beach during the summer months as far as the outfalls go or any dune work goes. He's concerned about transporting handicapped individuals. Now, we've worked, the City of Margate, the former city fathers, which include both you and Mari, and even before that with Vaughn Real, with these breaches in the bulkheads and, you know, creating handicap accessibility, and we've been very proactive purchasing those big wheelchairs, I call them, for people that are handicapped to transport. Now, in the discussion with Chief Smallwood, there's going to be issues beyond the normal movement of people that are handicapped, that we might need low-speed vehicles, something that is set up handicap-wise, where we're going to have to set regulations up and pass an ordinance, probably, because you're going to have to be a certain age. Our beach badge, Greg was thinking, our beach badge checkers that are 18 or older, which we do have some of them, could transport people that can't get down to the beach. So I don't know if that's a discussion. We can't do that privately, so I'm just bringing it to the table before I have another meeting with them, to see if we have any interest in doing something like that, at least purchasing one for the summer. And I think he did say he had quotes, because they buy these other vehicles, these gators and all that, that they use with the maintenance, that you're looking probably $15,000 to $20,000.
Commissioner.
Yes.
Can I volunteer for that job? Please?
Are you going to retire? I'll give you that.
Wait, I could do that during the day and my other job at night.
So much for that, Fred.
That's right.
So that's a consideration that I can't give them an answer for without your approval. So it's something, I don't need an answer now, but it's something we should at least test out one. And I think we can rent it. There's even a possibility to rent a low-speed vehicle for the summer months.
I've always thought, and I still do, that there are going to be new horizons opened us this year, as we try and get all people across the dunes, and especially the handicapped. So I think, I'm glad you brought it up. We should be discussing that.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
I am. I'll be better if the DEP volunteers to pay for the machine.
I have Dave Rosenblatt's private number if you want to call him.
Sewell, 22 West Drive, following up on the comments of the city engineer concerning the pipes not visible, and the city commissioner Blumberg about the dunes and the handicapped folks who can't traverse those dunes. I think it's well to remember the historical context in which this whole snafu originated. I think it's the mayor's little baby there, especially when his co-conspirator, Brenda Taube, was gung-ho for those butt-ugly dunes. Now we're saddled with these butt-ugly mountainous dunes that nobody can cross and nobody can see the ocean. And you know, it just goes to show you that this commission doesn't plan forward, because atop those butt-ugly dunes are going to be butt-ugly dune grass. And although you can't touch the sand under the DEP regs, however, you can bushwhack those dune grasses to where they will not collect any more sand. Because if they are allowed to grow, they will literally trap feet of sand each and every year. So I strongly urge those who are not totally addled to get the public works out there with a gasoline weed whacker and keep those dune grasses about yay high or lower. Because otherwise you're going to have a real problem on your hands down the pike. But this whole scenario, this whole disaster of the dunes, is one and only one person's responsibility. When you procrastinate, when you dawdle, and you don't lead, and you don't direct, you're ended up with what we have there. And it cost the businesses of Margate's a tidy sum last year, and it's liable to cost another tidy sum this year. So get on the stick and do what needs to be done, and that's to start weed whacking those dune grasses from day one on a weekly basis from one end to the other. Because otherwise, it's going to act like a snow fence. And I've been around snow fences for a long time, and they do work real well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Sewell. Any other public comment?